Farewell, Jurček, and don't worry. Every city has them. In fact, every street probably has them as well. Even though we meet them every day, we don't really know much about them. We are a bit scared of some. Others make us smile, ponder, shake our heads, turn away. Some even get on our nerves a bit. Some we grow to love. They suddenly appear out of nowhere. Some stick around and stay with us for years to come. And it is them, each in their own way, who bring that little something into our lives, which makes us wake up from the daily routine and lift our eyes from the ground or away from our phones, if only for a second. They are the heart and soul of every city. Maribor is no exception to this. On the contrary, the streets were always the place to meet the city characters whom we felt we knew, but actually didn't know anything about them at all. And they all had that intangible something, something different, something of Maribor. Franček with the Broly used to scare women with an umbrella in the city streets and shops by lifting their skirts so he could see the picture. Ivanček with the keys had a set of keys that opened all the doors in Maribor, as long as you didn't ask him about them. If you did, it could happen that you got hit over the head with the same set of keys, of course. The Indian walked around the city with an Indian vik and a cane, and there was a man standing on Grajski Trg Square for more than a decade supporting a banner that read, "How many million Deutschmarks have I been defrauded of?" But three of them left an especially deep mark on the city.
Sheriff Franček was at home in Studenci. The older residents of Studenci remember that as a child he often ran into Zadruga, a tavern at the beginning of Sokolska Street. "Mom, they're going," he howled to his father, who was there for a drink or two. Shortly after him, his mother came, gave them both one on the head, drank the rest of the father's wine and hurried them home noisily. Later, when he had already joined the army, apparently during his vacation, he proudly paraded through the streets of Studenci in his uniform so that everyone could see that he too was serving his country. Franček was employed as an auxiliary worker at TAM, factory of cars in Maribor, and he traveled to work from Studenci every morning on the workers' bus from the bus station in front of the him well-known Zadruga. At that time, some also called it Priamerikancu by the American. In those days, a display case with a cinema schedule was hung on the wall next to the entrance door to the tavern, and it is likely that Franček got to know it from here. Because Franček loved the cinema very much, he would relive the films with a noisily performance on the streets of Maribor after the show's ending. And we all knew this Franček. There is probably not a Maribor resident would not have seen him at least once shooting in revolver style or talking loudly in his characteristic American. I myself remember how he once held onto the gutter in the middle of Gosposka Street and howled at the top of his lungs. Probably Tarzan or King Kong was on at the time. Unfortunately, his performances were in many ways related to alcohol, and that's how Franček ended up. At the end of the 1980s, he died in the toilet of the Koper restaurant on the main square.
When the city part of Pobrežje was still an independent municipality, many considered it to be the most distinguished and happiest municipality of our land, because not only did they have a mayor, but they had a real-life president as well. The president of Pobrežje, or Pobrežki president, was one of the many characters that we fortunately never seemed to run out of in this area, but old Hantić, which was the president's real name, truly was special and stood out even by our standards. He could be found in the city each and every day, always barefoot, wearing a hat embellished with feathers of all kind of colors, which he called presidential war bonnet, with his legs painted up to his knees to show his noble character. He was a president after all, usually gold, but sometimes bright red or blue, just for the sake of change. He was always surrounded by a crowd of loud kids and carried in his hand, with utmost dignity, a banquet of flowers that he used to present to a lady that happened to pass by, along with a message with shaky handwriting. He was always up for antiques, and the least he did when he was bored was fill the streets with his Tarzan-like yell of "Get her in the cauldron!" Christmas Eve was when the president of Pobrežje dressed up really special. He put on a ceremonial uniform, which was actually an old winter coat turned inside out. Also inside out was his hat, decorated with spruce branches to which he attached small Christmas candles or the bulbs of a pocket lamp that he hid in his pocket. All dressed up, with his feet painted gold, holding a small Christmas tree with burning candles and naturally accompanied by children, he headed to Holy Mass. He yelled out his famous "Getter in the cauldron" before he even reached the door and then entered the festively decorated church. As you can imagine, worshippers quickly lost their focus in prayer because everyone knew him well and began giggling at the tricks and outfit he came up this time. But one day, an accident befell him. His hat with burning candles fell on the headscarves of the women from Tezno, who panicked and began screaming for help in the middle of a high mass. This made the president very sad, so much that he began to cry, and this was the first time for many to see him in tears. He was escorted out of the church, and the man took pity on him and invited him for a Christmas tea and a snack. The president of Pobrežje was not a bad man. He was no fool either. He only did what he did because he knew people found his antiques funny. Whenever someone asked him to do a prank, he always got a tenner out of it. That's why entertaining people was more than a craft to him. You see, Hantić used to come to our desk from time to time, and he was always rather intelligent when speaking his mind and complaining about how miserable his life was. Was how the newspaper Večernik paid respects to the Maribor character in December 1940.
Although the smallest among them in terms of stature, Jurček certainly left the biggest mark on the city. Jure Lipoš was employed as a courier in Paloma, but this was, as the Americans say, his day job. Jurček's real profession was making sure that everything in the city was as it should be. He loved Maribor immensely and was everywhere where something was happening, and his help and supervision were needed. There are almost as many stories about Jurček as there are people in the city who met him, and there were also many roles and vocations that Jurček performed for the benefit of the city. Wherever he was, when we saw him, we knew that everything is going to be in perfect order. We remember him as the head of service in Hotel Orel and as a constable, how he thunderously saluted the mayor at the time. He did interviews with Maribor football players in front of Ljudski vrt. He was a guard and event organizer, in uniform or civilian, always with the indispensable transistor in his hands. He liked beer foam or white, but really only foam because he didn't like beer. And sometimes he also indulged in a sip of green, as he called the kiwi liqueur. Undoubtedly, Jurček left the biggest mark on the Lent festival. He was the festival's trademark and the unofficial director of Lind. It was the year when he officially shut down the festival. On the stage, with a microphone in his hand, he praised everyone for their hard work, declared the festival over, and directed those present to go home, as it was already late at that time. His life's journey ended tragically and much too early. On October 12, in 1995, he was hit by a speeding car at the intersection of Majstrova and Cankarjeva Street at a pedestrian crossing. Severely injured, he fought for his life in the Maribor hospital for 10 days, but the injuries were unfortunately too severe for the 46-year-old Jure Lipoš. On the back of the Večer newspaper on October 23, we read, "Jurček has died." A headline that touched every Maribor resident who ever met this small man with a big heart for Maribor.
Even though Franček, Jurček, the president of Pobrežje, and most of others are no longer with us, you can still meet characters on the streets of Maribor today without whom Maribor would be a different place. Many tell old jokes and speak words of wisdom out loud, play the same three notes on the accordion, sing, beg for 1 euro, nervously fix their hair, travel on foot or on a tricycle, entertain children with dolls while blaring Dalmatian music, or wear surgical gloves and cover their ears. They're all part of the city, and they make sure that Maribor stays in the spirit of the words that Srečko Nidorfer wrote in memoriam of Jure Lipoš. Farewell, Jurček, and don't worry. We'll all keep an eye out to make sure everything in this city of ours is as it should be.